I earnestly expressed my hope that he wouldn't, and held tighter to the tombstone on which he had put me, partly to keep myself upon it, partly to keep myself from crying.
"Now look'ye here," said the man. "Where's your mother?"
"There, sir," said I. He started, made a short turn, and stopped and looked over his shoulder.
"There, sir," I timidly explained.
"Also Georgiana, that's my mother."
"Oh," said he, coming back. "And is that your father along of your mother?"
"Yes, sir," said I. "Him too, late of this parish."
"Ah," he muttered then, considering. "Who do you live with, supposing you're kindly let to live, which I aren't made up my mind about?"
"My sister, sir, Mrs. Joe Gargery, wife of Joe Gargery, the blacksmith, sir."
"Blacksmith, eh?" said he, and looked down at his leg.
After darkly looking at his leg and me several times, he came closer to my tombstone, took me by both arms and tilted me back as far as he could hold me, so that his eyes looked most powerfully down into mine, and mine looked most helplessly up into his.
"Now looky here," he said, "the question being whether you're to be let to live. You know what a file is?"
"Yes."